I am discovering me. Discovering me. Say my name. Say my name. My life matters. God said it first. Discovering me. Everlasting. Everlasting. I am the daughter of the everlasting, loving, omniscient three. I am discovering me. Discovering me.
Hey, hey, hey. Sorry, guys. I know this episode is mega late. Life has been wild. So you guys know in the last episode how I talked about how Satan was attacking my worthiness and how I was going through a lot and it felt like I was fighting an uphill battle. Well, a few weeks ago, Satan really like it was like the climax of his attack. It was just a lot. So I'm about to get super real and vulnerable with you guys, so I hope it resonates with someone. But basically, a few weeks ago at work, I was supposed to be going on this trip with my the students and my manager, and we were all going to go and take the students out for a fun day. And yeah, so I had been looking forward to it, partially because it was going to be a longer day than my hours, so I was going to get a little bit of overtime, so I was definitely looking forward to that. And then also, you know, it was just going to be a fun day, like a super chill day, just kind of hanging out, having fun. And so up until this day, like I had been really like working myself up. Basically, I guess God was just making it clear a few things. Well, before I jump ahead. So yeah, I had been really working myself up, been feeling real insecure in my job, feeling insecure in my abilities, feeling insecure in my I guess my necessity in the company, whether or not they truly needed me or, you know, whether or not my role was actually valuable to the company. It was just a lot of personal insecurity feelings. And so that was like for days leading up to this little trip that we were supposed to take the students on. And I was just feeling super low, super insecure. I was questioning everything I was doing, questioning my ability to do my job. And so this day, I was getting ready and, oh, and also in between all of that, my car had broken down. So I had to take my car to the shop to get fixed. And so I was relying on like borrowing cars and getting rides. And it was just honestly, so if you know me, if you listen to my podcast, I don't do super well with unexpected changes. I've definitely grown and I've gotten better, but unexpected changes really like stress me out. And I mean, even expected changes stress me out and make me anxious. And just, I just feel super overwhelmed. So yeah, so, you know, this day I had to get a ride to work and my husband decided he would bring me because he had to go into the office as well. He works in the office 2 days a week and he's home 3 days a week. So he had to go into the office, so he was like, oh, I'll drop you off, and then I'll just go on to my job. So I was like, all right, that's perfect. That works. So we leave the house a little bit late, so already I'm super anxious because I've been working myself up over the course of weeks over, like, little things, and my boss had mentioned how she hates tardiness, and I felt like it was, like, you know, directed at me. It probably wasn't, but that's how I was feeling because of my insecurities. And so yeah, so I was super anxious and like I had packed all this stuff and I was still pumping at the time. And so I was like, okay, I got to make sure that I have everything I need. I got to be able to do this. I got to be able to do that. So I pack all of this stuff into a bag. We're running a few minutes late. And so then I start like thinking like, okay, like I looked on the website and it said I could bring my own lunch, but maybe I shouldn't because I don't want to be a burden and I don't want to get in the way. So maybe I'll just, not pack it. And I'll unpack it and I'll just leave it with my husband. I'll leave it with the ice packs because I don't want to be a nuisance. Like, what if we go inside and then, you know, I can't bring it with me. So then I have to bring it to the bus. And yeah, so I was just like, I don't want to be an inconvenience. So I'm already stressing. I'm already thinking of ways to make myself less of an inconvenience because I feel like I'm in the way. So I'm trying to find ways to make myself smaller because that's what I do. I want to make myself small. I want to make myself disappear. I don't want to be in anyone's way. I don't want to disrupt anyone's, you know, plans or their schedule. It's something I'm working on, but I just really like get super anxious about being an inconvenience. So anyway, I'm running late and I'm already feeling all these things. And so as we're pulling up, basically my boss texts me and she's like, hey, are you still coming? And I'm like, yes, I'm still coming. Like I'm right down the road. I just If you guys hear a screaming in the background, it's my son. Just ignore it. But anyway, I guess I'm still coming. I'm right down the road. I'll be there soon. And so she's like, well, we have to go. And I'm like, okay, yes, I get it. Like, I'm literally around the corner. I'm just stuck behind a bunch of cars. So then as I pull up to the parking lot where the bus is, I see the bus pull off. And at the same time, I get a text that says, we have to leave. I immediately burst into tears. I was angry. I felt so hurt. I felt like I had failed. I had all of these self-incriminating thoughts about, see, I told you you weren't valued. I told you you weren't needed. You don't belong here. Like, they don't want you here. They don't want you on the trip. They don't want to pay you the extra hours. And none of this may be true, right? None of it could all be in my head. Maybe there was like little aspects of it that were, but for the most part, I've worked through it. And I think it was just me working myself up. And also, it was God making some things clear to me I had been praying for. So yeah, so basically I got all myself all worked up. And so eventually, like as I'm sitting there, she does text me back and say, like, we're coming back for you. But at this point, like, I am ugly crying. I am like, when I say I burst into tears, I literally broke down and just like had a whole meltdown. So I'm like, no, I don't want to go on this trip. So I text her back and I'm like, no, it's fine. Go without me. And then she texts me again, like, no, we're coming back from you. And I'm like, nope, it's fine. I don't want to go without me, because it just to me at that point, I was like, I'm going to be embarrassed. It's just going to be a mess. I'm not going to be worth anything. I'm just going to be crying the entire time. I'm feeling all these things. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. There was just a lot going on within me. So that then after that, like I said, my husband still had to go into the office. So he couldn't bring me right back home. He had to stop at his job. So now I'm sitting there and I'm just kind of replaying the events in my head and replaying all of these self, you know, incriminating thoughts that I've had over the last few weeks. And I just, yeah, I spiraled hard. And while I'm sitting there with him in his office, I'm like, I can't sit here anymore. I started feeling trapped. I started feeling super anxious. And I just felt like I was going to have like a panic attack or an anxiety attack or something. So I'm like, I need to go. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to go do something, but I can't stay here. So luckily, the trip we were going on was going to be something active. So I had sneakers and like comfortable shorts on. So I'm like, I'm going for a walk. So I go for a walk, and the whole walk, I'm just expressing my feelings and thinking through my thoughts in my head and just kind of processing. And I learned a lot about myself during this process, because I realized that when I'm in a position where I feel like really, where I'm just feeling like anxious or angry or overwhelmed, I'm like, I need to be by myself. I need to walk. I need to be able to think. I need to be able to just kind of process. So I realized I'm a processor. Like, I knew I was a processor, but like, I need to like get away. I need to be somewhere else. And also realizing that like being in an enclosed space makes me feel trapped and causes me to act like I'm being like held hostage. That's not something I realized before. So that was something new that I realized. So yeah, it was just a crazy experience. And then on top of all of that, like my phone died. So like I was texting my friend and trying to like just kind of get my thoughts out and vent and stuff, and my phone dies. And so it was just the most miserable thing ever. So I probably walked a good 2 miles. And then walked back to my husband's job, and then we went home after. But it was just a lot. So I eventually like talked it through with a few people, and then I finally got to have a real deep conversation with my husband. And I was able to talk it through with him and like just kind of explain to him like how I was feeling, how I felt betrayed, how I felt hurt, how I felt disposable, how I also felt like every emotion that I had been feeling leading up to that moment had been validated, and that like, you know, I was just not wanted there. And I did talk to my boss about it, and like we cleared the air, and you know, it turned out it was just poor communication on both of our ends, but it did still make a lot of things clear to me. So when my husband and I talked it through, I began to feel more level-headed, and I got to, I got to share some of my insecurities and triggers and stuff. And I realized, like I told you guys in the beginning, I was spiraling a lot. And I think, then yeah, there's things that she could have done better, in the situation. as just as well as I could have done certain things better. And honestly, I can only focus on what I can do. And also my husband pointed out that, like, because one of the things I kept saying is like, you know, why does this always happen to me? Like, I have this pattern whenever I'm working for someone, I just get really wrapped up in the work. And then eventually I get like insecure and I spiral. And then it's like, I feel like everyone there hates me and I'm not doing enough and I'm not good enough. And I just was like, why am I always ending up in a situation where I just get into these positions? Oh, no, it was more so the fact that like, I'm good at these positions, but it always gets to a point where it just feels like overwhelming and I can't get on top of it. And I know that part of that is because I'm a very like particular person and I like to finish things. And if people don't necessarily move in the fashion that like I like to move, or if they're disorganized or they hop from thing to thing, like I can't function in that way. It definitely causes me to get overwhelmed and to kind of like melt down. And then I start feeling like I suck at my job and I get overwhelmed. And so it's really frustrating because the job says I'm doing great, but I just don't feel like I'm doing great. So anywho, in all of that, I just was like really frustrated because I was just like, why can't I ever just like function normally in the workplace? Like, why can't I just go in, do my job, work for people and just do what they're asking and leave? Like, I always end up at a point where I just feel like I'm not meeting an expectation. And so he kind of pointed out the fact that like, working for someone else isn't my ultimate goal. And, you know, my whole life, my entire life, for as long as I can remember, even if the career path I chose was different, if my interests were different, no matter what, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I feel like that's something that God built within me. I feel like it's ingrained in who I am as a person. Like, I don't truly believe that I was created to work for someone else in that way. Can I work for someone else? Yes. But my heart always, you know, gets detached from it and is always ready to do something else. And so that's what I believe at this current stage of my life. Like, I truly believe that God designed me for entrepreneurship. And also, so when I took this job, I remember I even told the people that like are closest to me that like, yeah, I'm prayed about it. I'm going to take this job, but I don't feel like it's where God wants me to be forever. Like, I don't feel like I'm going to be here very long. I just feel like God has me here for a reason and a season, and then he's going to move me along. And I had been praying about that because I started to just feel like after having the baby, it just kind of felt like it was difficult to do both. It was difficult to do the job at the capacity that I wanted to function and also take care of my son. And obviously I want to put my son first. But it was difficult, you know, trying to work a job that was, it was flexible, but not flexible enough where I was able to just like make my own schedule and work at my own pace kind of thing. It was just kind of like, I had to give a specific schedule and work that schedule, but like babies don't always work on a schedule. And like some parts of the job were like going out into the community and working with people. So I'm kind of also on their time. And then there's aspects like I was told I could bring the baby with me, but then I was told I couldn't for certain things. So then it just kind of made everything harder and I just couldn't do it. And so I felt like, you know, God had been making it pretty clear that he didn't want me to get comfortable there. In other words, like he didn't want me to live in this situation. And so I had been praying about it. And I feel like the things that happened leading up to that point just made it clear that God had different plans for me. And that for me, I don't know, I think I've shared this with you guys before, how I like, when I get to a place, I'll go in with the intention of like, oh, I'm here for a season so that I can get X, Y, and Z done. And then I get there and I'm like, wow, I'm really good at this. And like, you know, I feel like I can move up in the company and I can see myself in this position or that position. And so then I start pursuing that. And God's like, this is not where I wanted you to be. And so I feel like God didn't want me to get comfortable there because then I'd never make it to the proverbial promised land. And so I've been studying out Nehemiah and I just realized how God has plans for him to rebuild the walls in Jerusalem. And if he had decided to go, like if he was going to be a masonry and he was like, oh, I'm going to go to masonry school and become a mason worker, and I'm going to build the walls of Jerusalem. Like, I just need to get the training first. But then like after he, like God allows it, maybe that's not God's full plan. Maybe God's like, I want to trust you. And obviously this is all like made up. I'm just kind of making up a scenario, but like, say he does that. And then he goes and after he finishes Mason school, he's like, oh, well, you know what? Let me start building houses and building all these things. And it's like, okay, like this isn't necessarily what God designed you for. Like, yes, he wanted you to be a builder because he wanted you to build the walls around Jerusalem, but you got sidetracked and you started building houses. And that would be fulfilling part of your purpose in the sense that you're doing the work that God called you to do, but you're not doing what God assigned you to do. And therefore, like, you're going to be unhappy. You're going to be questioning your worth. You're going to be discouraged. And I feel like that's where God is meeting me at. I feel like God allowed me into the situation to grow and to learn and to flourish, but I'm not meant to stay here. I'm supposed to keep going. I'm not supposed to be comfortable working anywhere but where God wants me to work. And I really feel like, I know that if you follow me on Instagram, then you know that I have been, you know, trying to advertise for my life coaching business. I'm planning on taking on clients this September. And so, yeah, it's just been a very interesting road. There's so much more to this story, but I want to share it for the next episode because I just want to go in more depth and I don't want to have you up here for like an hour. But yeah, so I just feel like God is really showing me that this is just not where he wants me. This is just not where I'm destined to stay. And he has so many plans for me and he wants me to trust him. And so that's where I'm at right now. I'm like praying through that area. I have been like really trying to figure out like what my next move is. And I'm going to talk more about that in my next podcast episode. But I really just wanted to get this out to you guys. I'll probably post the next episode next week or the week after. I'm going to try to get it out to you sooner. Thank you guys so much for your patience with me. But just remember, you know, if God puts you in a place, just be cognizant of why you're there. You know, don't forget what your assignment is. Don't forget what your purpose is. And don't get comfortable in the situation that you're in. You know, trust God, trust his plan, trust that he is going to, you know, guide you to your next place, even if it feels uncomfortable. So that's the thought I want to leave you guys with. I feel like this lesson was such a profound lesson for me, and hopefully it was profound for you as well, and that God really spoke to you guys through this. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode of Discovering Me. I hope that you are inspired and spurred on toward a deeper connection with God. If you're looking for a church in the Southern Connecticut area, search Southern Connecticut Church of Christ. And don't forget to tune in 2 weeks for a new episode of Discovering Me. And always remember to faithfully pursue a life of passion.